Aye. Motion carries.
Is that your note or she's note? So, well, I think it was like maintaining the roads and the. Uh-huh. Yeah, because I was thinking. Uh-huh. You just didn't. You just circled it, but I didn't know what was written on.
Well, I was going to go
listen to it.
Okay.
What's being discussed is one of the questions on our minutes. Was just some of the verbiage didn't make sense to what, you know, it said something about education, and we're actually talking about road and bridge during that time, so that was one of the corrections that we were making.
Annual settlement and presentation of delinquent tax books.
Side cover.
Jeez.
We good?
I think so.
We have a break on that chair.
I started to use a folding chair in her office because I almost fell through 4 times.
We need a sandbox. Good morning. First, I'd like to submit the collector's delinquent list, which is known as the back tax book. And according to RSMO 52361, charges the collector of first class counties to prepare and keep the back tax book. So those are the totals. I've already given the books. Totals report, it did include the outlaw 12 and 13 personal property, so I manually wrote those amounts down and subtracted them.
The collector and I have enjoyed and fretted over preparing these documents for you today, and I brought for you the form 1313 for you to look at and a spreadsheet if you'd like to review it, where she and I worked together and I prepared the original charges that I charged her last year. These little stickies show where I got my information from, and that's from what's called the 1309. And that is the railroad utility charges that I charged her last year. And then the 1313, which was the back tax charges of last year at the same time period. And then as those individual spreadsheets that she gave you showed you, I've put all the years together just into one spreadsheet. And our totals match on her, this annual settlement page, where it's on the right-hand side where it says total delinquents. It's $14,587,693.62. I'm charging her with $14,576,661.07, and she has an additional railroad utility that she was unable to collect that is being added to that. That's how she comes up to her total of the $14,587,693.
What we're doing first right now is entering into records your delinquent personal and real estate property book. And the statutes require the collector to present it with the list to the county commission, and the county commission to be fully satisfied that diligence has been used to collect the taxes within that book. And the statutes also state that how the list is to be prepared. And in the commission examining the list, they presented that it finds that it is in compliance with the statutes. And the correct amounts, as you say, are reflected upon the settlement. I'm satisfied. After the commission is fully satisfied, they can direct the county clerk then to certify the totals. And I believe the commission finds the book to be in compliance and satisfied with. Is that agreeable with the commission? Agree? So we accept the delinquent tax book then.
And commissioners, the reasons I added my information is because, as you know, the county has been written up before, including the commission, for not verifying the books between the two offices. So I presented all of my information today to show that both the collector and the clerk have verified our information together and that we are both in balance. So if the record will show that.
I think we always did it, just the record didn't show it.
It was
brought to our attention then.
And I've also provided a copy of the collector's annual settlement formatted according to the Department of Revenue and State Auditor's Office. You have a copy of that?
Is that this one?
Yes. And page one is an overview of all the charges, credits, and distributions. Then page two shows all the data for the current taxes. And then three is the list of all the back taxes. And last year we had 11 and 12 add-ons for Central Fire, so I'm happy to say those have all been collected. So we no longer have those. And collections have been down this year, about $1.2 million from last year. I have just a few numbers. TIF and SIDS are down about $600,000. Other than that, I didn't really see anything significant, just more delinquents than last year. I do have an increase in publication fees of $8,000 this year. I think that's because we're selling more of the tax sale property over the counter. And then I ask if the commission is satisfied. I ask the collector settlement to be entered into record and the clerk to certify the amounts according to RSMO 139-190.
And the commission does direct me to do that, certify that.
Commission notes that on your front page where you report the amount that's distributed to all the entities and the amount collected, that they are in balance to the penny, to the sum of $57,694,664.45. And find the settlement in good shape, and it agrees with your delinquent book, and I, as one, am fine to direct the county clerk to certify those to the Department of Revenue.
You want to make that in the form of a motion, or you just want to give a head nod? And do we want to enter in a record annual settlement?
Would you like to have the annual settlement completely scanned and put into the
That's
minutes?
What I'm asking.
Yes.
Move to enter in a record annual settlement of Mona Cope, collector of Taney County, as presented.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to order Taney County Clerk to certify, what was the term you needed again, Ms. Neely?
To certify the annual settlement.
To certify the annual settlement as presented.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Do you need anything else from us?
Thank you.
Thank you.
The cords look great.
Okay. Yes, she was quick. I should have mentioned that. Madam Collector Cope, your delinquent books are laying on the desk up in the office if you want them. Thank you.
I was going to take them with us this week and read them.
Oh, no. Brandon wants something to read on
them. I want to go in more detail. Is it like 8,000 pages, I think? That was not an exaggeration either.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. We should have brought him down for you to see them.
I can't carry three trees down, though. That's
discussion of stormwater retention structure removal. Request to utilize sewer sales tax for project.
Good morning.
Good morning.
In the early 2000s, the Table Rock Acres Sanitary Sewer Project was constructed through a cooperative agreement between Taney County Commission, the Taney County Regional Sewer District, and the City of Branson. Sewer sales tax dollars were used to fund the project, with the City of Branson originally overseeing the project's design and construction. As part of the project, the subject stormwater retention and sediment control basin was constructed. This basin and its use were to be temporary, with it being removed after completion of the project. During the construction phase of the project, the landowner on which the basin is located requested that the basin remain in place so he could use the structure as an additional means to access his property across the valley. The property owner acknowledged that it would be his responsibility to maintain the structure, and with that, the decision was made to leave the structure in place. Now, several years later, the property owner has not been able to maintain the structure as it should have been, admitting that it required more effort and resources than he has. Also, with flooding rainfall events in 2008, 2011, and 2015, the structure has suffered severe impact and would now require significant amounts of funding to restore it back to a stable and safe condition. An on-site inspection of the structure was conducted on March 3, 2017, and those in attendance agreed that it would be best to remove the structure as originally planned, restoring the bank and stream bed once the structure has been removed. Gravel and rock debris from this structure has migrated downstream, plugging culverts located on an adjoining property that would also need to be addressed to restore the natural stream flow. Devin Huff, Road and Bridge Department Assistant Administrator, has estimated that it would cost $10,000 to remove the structure, with the other work necessary to restore the stream bed and clean the downstream culvert. The Road and Bridge Department would retain the material, which can be used on other county projects. At this time, I would request approval from the County Commission to utilize sewer sales tax funding in the amount not to exceed $12,000 without prior written approval by the County Commission. I would recommend that this funding come out of line item 780-50-503, which is the contingency fund.
I've been out there a few times. If you look at that first picture, correct me if I'm wrong, John, but the tin horn that's exposed is not supposed to be exposed. So that's how much the rainwater stuff has actually eaten away at that.
Yeah, that's a significant amount of that's already been washed downstream.
Like I said, that's not supposed to be exposed. So if you look at picture two, originally it was on this side of it. So it's just got in there and just kind of does a whirlpool and takes all that material out. And that, I don't think that picture does it justice. That's, what is that, probably 18 feet deep?
At least, 18 to 20 feet.
So, here it looks like, yeah, that's not that big. That's about 18 to 20 foot deep.
The second one makes it look a little deeper.
Mm-hmm. It ought to be a temporary structure. They went all out and put a lot of effort in building it the way they did.